Want to win money on sports? With Underdog, you can up to 1,000 times your cash just by picking higher or lower on your favorite player stats. Millions of fans have won billions of dollars on Underdog. Will you be next? Download the Underdog app and sign up to get a free pick with your first cash entry up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you deposit. Must be 18 plus, 19 plus in Alabama, Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Massachusetts and Arizona, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Void in Colorado. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP, 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXT-STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Welcome to the Viking Age podcast. I'm your host today, Adam Patrick. I'm the editor of thevikingage.com. And I guess just got a weird message, but here we go. Okay. All right. Let's do this again. I'm Adam Patrick. I'm the editor of thevikingage.com. I got thrown off by a text. We are here on the Viking Age podcast, and I'm joined by my co-host, as always, Chris Shad, who writes for his own coverage, The Viking Age. Bring me the news and the Brookings Register. Unfortunately, the Vikings are coming off of their first loss of the season. And we are here to discuss everything that happened and give our overreactions as we've done after every game this season. But Chris, you were at the game on Sunday. So my question to you is, was it louder than a Taylor Swift concert?
It was definitely louder than a Taylor Swift concert. I would also point out that it was louder than the Fargo Dome was on Saturday night as North Dakota State beat South Dakota State. But I wasn't at that game. I just figured I'm not really salty or anything. It was just kind of like, this place is loud, the atmosphere. And I'm like, no, this place is even louder. No, it was pretty crazy, especially when the Vikings jumped out to a 10-0 lead. I feel great today. Thanks for asking. I ran a 5K when I woke up this morning. So yeah, feeling pretty good.
You
actually
did?
I'm just kidding. I threw up in the shower. But yeah.
Same thing. Your organs probably feel very similar to
heart was just racing the entire time, just like, nah. I didn't do either, but yeah, I feel wonderful today. Thanks. Yeah.
All right, we'll just get right into it. So, yeah, the Vikings lost yesterday by a final score of, 31-29, thanks to a last-second field goal by the Lions kicker, who used to be in the UFL and, like, just started kicking, like, I don't know, like a couple months ago. So they won the game there. Jared Goff looked really good. The Vikings were close. They kept it close against, you know, a team that looked – that many believe is the best in the NFC right now. They gave him a fight. So I think that says a lot about the Vikings in their loss, but we'll just get right to it. Chris, what's your first overreaction to yesterday's tough loss to the Lions?
My first overreaction is that I'm never drinking again. No, I'm kidding. My first overreaction is that there is a debt that needs to be paid and the Vikings are coming to collect in week 18.
Ooh.
The Vikings and Lions proved themselves to be even teams on Sunday. They're both very good. They're both at the top of the NFC, and they're both in Super Bowl contender conversations. Both teams racked up about 400 yards. Both teams averaged 7 yards per play, which is insane. And both teams made mistakes that gave the other team a chance to win the game. There were also some things on the Vikings' end that just felt uncharacteristic. You have Sam Darnold missing a wide open Aaron Jones, which would have been a 40-yard play at the very least. May have been a touchdown, but he forces it to Jordan Addison, and that's an interception. You have miscommunications on defense. Jahmyr Gibbs had 7 yards a carry. Amon-Ra St. Brown had an easy touchdown. You know, you had a two-point conversion, which you texted me this at the end of the game. You just knew that was going to bite the Vikings in the ass when they didn't get that. And every time they needed a big play, this was the first time this year where they came up short. I think that in week 18, things will be different because obviously you get TJ Hockenson back. Hopefully he plays on Thursday night Yeah, Blake Cashman should be back by week 18. You just hope that, yeah, you hope that turf toe isn't like a lingering thing, because sometimes it can do that. But, you know, with the mini bye coming up, that might help them a little bit. And I think the Vikings just revert to the mean, it starting with Thursday's game against the Rams, because this team does not believe in moral victories. Brian Flores treated the Packer game like a loss. Justin Jefferson was pissed after the Jets win. Josh Metellus mentioned on Sunday that they fell short of a championship standard.